Good Monday. This is the Chocolate Knox with your cross-politic daily news brief for Monday, November 16, 2020. If you happen to have a burning hot news story that you want to send to us over here at CrossPolitik, you can do that now at news@crosspolitik.com. That's news@crosspolitik.com. USA Today reports that shopping for groceries online for delivery or curbside pickup has grown in popularity amid the coronavirus pandemic, with many shoppers looking to make fewer trips to the grocery stores. And using Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, commonly referred to as food stamps, to pay for online grocery trips has been surging. That's not good. According to Bloomberg, more than 1 million U.S. households bought groceries online in September using SNAP, aka food stamps, with the majority of those shoppers turning to Amazon and Walmart, which in most states are the only retailers to take part in the Department of Agriculture's online shopping pilot. The USDA says that the online pilot is in 46 states and Washington, D.C. Alaska, Louisiana, Maine, and Montana are the states not included in the pilot, according to the agency's website. Wow. That is not a good sign. In Rona news, a top health advisor to President-elect Joe Biden suggests that the nation is well-positioned financially to withstand a lockdown of more than a month in an effort to get coronavirus pandemic under control. That's interesting. He says, when you look at the personal savings rate in the country, it's now gone from about 8% to over 22%. We have a big pool of money out there that we can borrow. The historic low interest rates by the federal government, we could pay for a package right now to cover all of the wages. Lost wages for individual workers, for our losses to small companies, to medium-sized companies, for city, states, and county governments. We could do all of that, said Michael Osterholm during a live event this week on Yahoo News. He goes on to say that if we did do that, then we could lock down for 4 to 6 weeks. He says, and then if we did that, we could drive the numbers down, like they've been going down in Asia, in New Zealand, in Australia. Sweden's not on here. And then we could really watch ourselves cruising into the vaccine availability in the first and second quarter of next year and bringing back the economy long before that. Excuse me, but I really don't like the fact that he's looking at my savings account to decide how long I can survive without going to work. I'm sorry, that's none of your business. You don't get to use my head as a hammer and to play whack-a-mole with it. Have you lost your mind? Did he actually say that publicly and no one laughed him off stage? Looking at the savings of America from 8% to 22%, what? You don't get to do that. But not so fast. Before you start playing fast and loose with the vaccine and hoping that Uncle Daddy gives you your freedoms back that he stole from you, the good Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that it would be necessary to still social distance and wear masks even after you take the vaccine and it became available wide to most Americans. He says, I would recommend to all people not to abandon public health measures just because you've been vaccinated. Oh, I'm sure all the governors and mayors are listening to that very closely, doctor. Just because we've gone through this and the general population might be 90 to 95% effective by the vaccine, you don't really know how necessarily it is effective for you. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease added that once he received a vaccine, he still won't feel comfortable completely letting his guard down. The good doctor's been making his rounds this week on many news outlets, going over to CNN and Jake Tapper and saying this.
We've already encouraged Americans to consider canceling any Thanksgiving plans that involve visiting with somebody else or having visitors come. I know a lot of Americans are looking ahead, hoping to make plans for other holidays such as Christmas. But when do you think Americans will next be able to safely gather together for family events like this? Are you suggesting it probably won't be able to happen until, I don't know, Labor Day 2021, Thanksgiving 2021?
You know, it depends on a number of factors, Jake. For example, we have vaccines now. The first one that came out was highly effective. I anticipate that the second one likely will be comparable. You never can tell until you see the data, but would be comparable. That's great, but we have to get people to take the vaccine. So if we get the overwhelming majority of people taking the vaccine. And you have on the one hand an effective vaccine, on the other hand a high degree of uptake of the vaccine. We could start getting things back to relative normal as we get into the second and third quarter of the year, where people can start thinking about doing things that were too dangerous just months ago. But we've got to put all those things together, Jake. We can't just wish it happening. We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures. You can approach a degree of normality while still doing some fundamental public health things that synergize with the vaccine to get us back to normal.
So not until the second or third quarter of 2021, though. Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
Yeah, I think that if we get most of the country vaccinated in the second, third quarter of the year, and the vaccine continues to prove its efficacy, and people adhere to those fundamental measures, I think we can start approaching the degree. It's not going to be a light switch, Jake. We're not going to turn it on and off, going from where we are to completely normal. It's going to be a gradual accrual of more normality as the weeks and the months go by, as we get well into 2021.
Thursday, Dr. Fauci gave a little pushback to the notion that scientists were authoritarian for promoting strict lockdowns and shutdowns and social distancing measures. So he gave us a new law.
We're not a country that would accept if a ruler tells us you must do this.
No.
I was talking with our UK colleagues just today who were saying the UK is very similar to where we are now in outbreak, because each of our countries have that independent spirit of we don't want to be told what to do. Well, I understand that, but now is the time to do what you're told. And I think it really is something that we should be doing right now.
Do what you're told, says the good doctor. Like what the governor of North Dakota is doing to his own people, where he's issuing a new statewide mask mandate. You know, legislating what you can put on your face or not. The governor of North Dakota issued this statewide mask mandate just this Friday as cases seem to be growing there in North Dakota. Governor Doug Burgum's a Republican. His office released a series of mitigation measures that will go into effect today. Face coverings will now be required in indoor businesses and outdoor public settings, as well as outdoor public settings where physical distancing isn't possible. The order signed by the interim state health office, Derek Wilkie. Thanks, Derek. Including exceptions for children that are under the age of 5, individuals with medical and mental health conditions or disabilities that would make it unreasonable to wear a mask, you know, like normal human beings, and of course, for religious services. The most effective weapon against COVID-19 is wearing a mask, Wilkie said. This is an important and simple tool, but one that's critical in helping protect us and our loved ones to slow the spread. You know, the spread that everyone's going to get, you know, and even once we get the vaccine is probably not going to work. And still that Fauci says that we should social distance and follow all the guidelines that you're putting in place so that we can slow the spread. The governor also suspended all high schools and winter sports and other extracurricular K-12 school activities are suspended until December 14th because, you know, they're the most at risk. The governor also warned North Dakotians to try a limit of gathering to their immediate household groups during the holiday season. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hey, could you please stop caring? He goes on to say, we believe in North Dakotians. No, you don't. We believe in the power of individual responsibility. No, you don't. And we need individual responsibility now more than ever to slow the spread of COVID-19. Right. But if you believed in individual responsibility, you would let individuals choose to be responsible. But since you don't believe in individual responsibility, you gave your whole state a mask mandate, one that I have no doubt that you're willing to put some teeth behind. The Republican governor of Idaho, Governor Little, is not too far behind. We didn't get mask mandates, but he did push us back to stage 2. And the wonderful overlord in Washington, Governor Inslee, has given some new regulations all the way down to your choir.
Religious services will be limited to 25% of indoor capacity or 200 people, whichever is less. And choirs, bands, or ensembles are prohibited from performing. Now, I know that in plenty of communities and church services and singing are inextricably linked. And I understand and appreciate how much song can lift our spirits. A solo performances are allowed under this plan, but because of the way the virus travels through our breathing and our singing, it's just too risky indoors for choirs right now.
You know, my problem isn't with the fact that he's saying that or even suggesting it or actually mandated in one sense. I'm asking you, are you going to listen to them tell you how to run your family, how to run your church, how to, I don't know, do your weddings and funerals where they said there are no weddings and funeral receptions are prohibited? They're not allowed. If you have a ceremony, you can only have 30 people at a funeral or a wedding. Indoor social gatherings with people outside of your household are prohibited. Unless they quarantine for 14 days or for 7 days and have a negative COVID-19 test. So they can have a negative COVID-19 test and still have to quarantine for 7 days. Restaurant and bars, they're closed. No indoor service for them. Outdoor dining to go and services are still allowed, but they must follow the outdoor dining restrictions. You know how many people you can have at your table? 5. You know how many people are in my family? 9. You know how many people are going to sit at the table when I go and eat outside or go and eat at a restaurant? 9. Restaurant restrictions go into effect at 12:01 on Wednesday, November 18th. Religious services, they're limited to 25% indoor capacity. No more than 200 people, whichever is fewer. No choir, no band, no ensemble. None of them can perform during the service. Only a soloist is permitted. We've heard that. Facial coverings must be worn at all times. Youth and adult sporting activities are limited to outdoor only. Fitness facilities and gyms are to close for indoor service. Bowling centers must close indoor service. Miscellaneous venues, all retail activities and businesses, meetings are prohibited. Professional training and testing, that can all be done remotely, but that is allowed. Movie theaters, they got to close their indoor services. Drive-in movie theaters are allowed. People are reading this right now and saying, I wonder if the government is going to allow me to work. Real estates, they're open houses. Not allowed. All children's services K-12 and grades higher in education is exempt from this new restriction and will also continue with the current guidance and measures in place. I said all that to say this. We are listening to them like they are gods and overlords, and they are not. They are not working with science, no matter how much they tell you. Lockdowns are not science. Mask, the science is really, really on the side of not wearing a mask. And in very few cases should you be wearing them. I'm going to say this again. Go to themodelhealthshow.com. I played a clip last week. We played it on this last week's show. themodelhealthshow.com/mask. I'll have a link inside of here for you to see all of this real science on mask. Goes all the way back to the early 1900s. It is right there for you to view the randomized control testings that really show you if masks work for influenza type disease, and they don't. The fact that cloth masks are not only ineffective, but also dangerous because they create a petri dish of germs on your face. So they make you far more likely to catch the virus. And not to mention, this was very important. We had Jay Richards from the book, The Price of Panic. It is a fabulous book on this topic. Go get it. I want to play this clip for you when he talks about on the show this past week, how lockdowns actually came to be and how unscientific they really are.
It terrified everyone. And then we decided to implement this policy of population-wide lockdowns, which had actually never even been tried. Mm. So we responded to something before we really understood its risk. And then the tool of choice is something that had massive secondary costs that didn't have anything to do with the pandemic itself.
So if this is something we've never tried before, never been done, why? Why now? Why do we do this?
It's essentially a hypothesis sitting in the bowels of public health bureaucracies waiting to be tested. We tell the story in the book. It started actually, again, as a speculative model by a high school science student in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yep. I'm not making it up. The New York Times broke the story. Yep. Her dad works at Sandia National Labs, yep. And she wanted to see, well, what would happen if you did lockdown to affect the spread of essentially a flu virus in her school? And so, of course, in the model, she assumed the lockdown would work, and that's how models work. They tell you what you assumed in the model. And so they give you what you told them to say. And her dad found that intriguing. So he and another scientist and his daughter actually co-authored an article in the CDC journal. It's worked its way through the bureaucracy, and it effectively ended up being, okay, this is how we need to respond, as opposed to a quarantine where you isolate the known sick and infected,
right,
and then you do sort of special protection on the people that are at risk. Just shut everything down, and the idea is that if nobody's moving around, then they won't be able to spread the virus. And so it was an untested hypothesis, and just kind of waiting for the next pandemic in order to try, and that's what we got in 2020.
Jay Richards, The Price of Panic, a very, very valuable book, especially right now, goes through the real science, which is hard to find out there. Go to Amazon, go get it, and go watch this last week's show. It was fabulous. He goes into a lot more on the show. Meanwhile, on Spirit Airlines.
Once the door is closed, if we have to ask you more than once to cover your nose, mouth, put your mask on, we are not going to be rude. We are not going to be nasty. We are going to simply take your seat number and your name. And when we get where we're going, you will either be arrested, fined, but you will also be placed on the no-fly list, meaning you will not be able to fly any airline for the rest of your life. I'm saying this because there is usually always that one person.
Me.
And I really don't want to have to do the extra paperwork and do more than I'm intended for my job. So if you do not agree or want to, you know, do what needs to be done, you are more than welcome to exit at this time. We have about 9 more minutes left. But I want to give everybody a fair opportunity that you know what is happening. Also, I'm not really sure what's going on with all these videos going viral of passengers attacking each other and or flight attendants. Let me remind you, we are government officials.
Oh.
This is government property.
Oh.
If you choose to act out a content or character on this aircraft, you'll be arrested and face 20 years imprisonment, and you also receive a $250,000 fine. If a weapon is used, you will face life in prison. So before anybody gets creative, want to feel froggy, want to be bad, want to be a superhero, let me let you know what's going on.
Wow. Spirit Airlines. I don't know what spirit that is, but it ain't the spirit of Lord, because ain't no liberty there. whatever spirit that is, I definitely don't want that. Oh, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself right now, who is that lovely lady that gave us the communist flight shakedown? Who is that? Well,
my name is Mario. That's with 2 R's. Don't forget to dot the I. I'm the lead flight attendant on today's flight.
Oh, her name is Mario with 2 R's. Don't forget to dot the I. This is the Chocolate Knox with your Cross-Politic Daily News Brief. If you are not a Fight Laugh Feast Club member, what is wrong with you? Go sign up, become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member, and open up yourself to all this lovely content that we have waiting for you. God and Government with Gary DeMar, Manhood and Womanhood, Parenting, all sorts of lovely goodies that are back there behind the paywall. And if you haven't signed up for the app, come on, man, what's wrong with you? Sign up to become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member and support Rowdy Christian Media today. Hey, God bless.